Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting second. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Coates. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Coates. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer throws to second for one, and Richardson throws to first, and Skowron drops the ball. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries takes first base on ball four. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fries. The throw from Howard and he is out. Boyer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hicks. The throw from Howard and he is out, Boyer applying the tag. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Coates fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is walked intentionally. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso tags and scores. Sievers tags and moves to third. Smith tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Smith scores. Hicks moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coates fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle who is chasing the ball. Freese reaches third base with a triple. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Duke Moss now pitching. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Skowron moves to third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Mantle scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri pinch hits for Duke Moss. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny James now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. James fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pierce moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Pierce moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. McDougald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowyer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Johnny James. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Esposito. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Serve moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Terry now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Tony Kubek pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Frank Bauman now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mantle hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maris tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.